From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief.
Aided CEO,
September 13th.
Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it.
First, from Slashdot.
Sam Bankman-Fried, former crypto billionaire, appeals his conviction to the US Supreme Court. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison after it came out that he funneled billions from his crypto exchange, FTX, into his hedge fund, Alameda Research. The money went to risky investments and personal expenses, which really didn't sit well with the courts. His appeal hinges on a technicality about evidence used during his trial, specifically whether he should have been allowed to show that his investments were actually sound and could have covered any losses for FTX customers.
He's also arguing that the $11 billion forfeiture is excessive, which raises an interesting point about the Eighth Amendment that protects against excessive fines.
His lawyer mentioned that if the government's theory of fraud doesn't even require proof of actual losses, then evidence suggesting victims lost money could be misleading. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals had already shot down these arguments earlier this year, so it'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court handles it.
Next, second from Exile Developers. Avoid Linux maintainer oven over 100 packages because of an OI usage ban.
So, there's been some interesting drama in the Linux community lately.
A maintainer for Void Linux decided to orphan more than 100 packages because the distro implemented a ban on OI-generated content.
This comes on the heels of other Linux distros grappling with similar issues, like when Debian recently voted to allow OI code, which led to a developer stepping away in frustration.
It's fascinating how these decisions are really shaping the community dynamics.
The Void Linux case highlights the tension between traditional coding practices and the growing influence of OI.
It's a reminder of how passionate people are about their principles in open source projects.
Up next,
third from Agentic AI, Claude.md modernization and prefix stable KV caching for Claude code.
So, there's this update about Claude.md that's pretty interesting.
They are focusing on streamlining how memory is loaded during sessions. Instead of treating long files as a strength, they are now seeing them as a potential problem.
The idea is to keep things tidy by breaking down memory into more manageable parts and ensuring that the most stable content is prioritized.
They've outlined 5 steps for modernization, like offloading non-essential rules and pruning generic standards. It's all about keeping the core memory lean and efficient. Prefix caching is a big deal here too. Even a tiny change can invalidate everything after it, which can really mess up performance.
They recommend structuring the memory so that stable instructions come first, which helps with cache reuse.
There's also a focus on avoiding common pitfalls like dynamic headers or file order issues that can disrupt the caching process.
The goal is to create a hierarchy of volatility, where the most stable information is easily accessible, while keeping the more changeable logs at the bottom.
It's a fascinating shift in thinking about how to manage and optimize memory for better performance.
And then,
fourth from Emerging AI,
Grokbot feels like the business person of AI.
Grokbot is gearing up for something significant with its Grokbot Galaxy event next week, which spans 3 days and touches on nearly every aspect of a business.
This isn't just another AI tool, it's arriving at a time when various AI capabilities are finally coming together in one cohesive system.
While many might get caught up in creating a single cool bot, the real potential lies in how Grokbot can transform workflows and processes across an organization.
Think of Grokbot as the businessman of AI.
Unlike other AI models that play specific roles, Grokbot is designed to integrate with your inbox, calendar, and various tools, making it a persistent presence in your daily operations. It can handle tasks like sales outreach and marketing campaigns running efficiently even when your laptop is closed. This isn't just about having an assistant, it's about creating a small, AI-driven business ecosystem. The beauty of Grokbot lies in its ability to turn individual jobs into processes, which evolve into routines that generate data.
This data can then be used to refine and improve future operations.
Essentially, it's about building a system that continuously learns and adapts, making your business more efficient over time.
If you're looking to leverage your AI in a meaningful way, Grokbot could be the key to transforming your operations into a well-oiled machine.
Next, fifth from the Chipletter,
the AI computer.
So, there's this fascinating piece by Jordan Taylor about a unique concept called fluidic logic, which is all about computing using air instead of traditional electronics.
It kicks off with this quirky octopus-like creation from Harvard, the Octobot, which operates on pneumatic principles, no metal, no electricity, just good old chemical power.
It's a reminder that computing doesn't have to be tied to silicon, we can harness simple physics instead.
The article dives into how fluidic logic can replicate the functions of transistors using valves and air pressure.
It even references the DC-10 airplane, which cleverly used fluidic logic for its thrust reversers.
The idea is that, with the right setup, you can create memory storage and logical functions using just the flow of fluids.
Then it shifts gears into soft robotics, highlighting how these squishy machines could collaborate with humans without the risk of injury.
Imagine a soft exoskeleton helping stroke victims regain strength through fluidic logic, amplifying their movements in a gentle, supportive way.
It's a beautiful blend of technology and empathy, showing how these fields could work together for real-world applications.
It's all about thinking outside the box, or in this case, outside the chip.
Up next,
six from Hackaday 2026 Retrocomputing Challenge 16-bit Homebrew Relay Computer.
The architecture is very simple, it just uses an accumulator register, ACU, and goes from there.
All mathematics and safe/load operations go through a coup.
The whole instruction set is only 19 commands, and he's used that set to program such lovely things as calculating 3 digits of pi, which only took 8 minutes of glorious clicking.
An anonymous reader quotes a report from the New York Times. The chief executive of Anthropic called for a global slowdown of artificial intelligence development in a 3,800-word essay on Saturday, just days after one of the company's employees quit over concerns about the safety of the technologue.
Why?
There's a demo video of that embedded below. Peter has even implemented a display by hooking his computer to a 32x32 LED matrix that don't expect it to relay updates really quickly.
And then,
7th from / Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei calls for a slowdown. Dario Amodei, who co-founded Anthropic to focus on securely and carefully building AI, wrote that while he believed the technology could bring many benefits, it was advancing at too quick a pace for researchers to continue safely.
Next, 8th from Tom's Hardware. Build a high-end AMD gaming PC for less. Ryzen 7 9th with an A2X 3D bundle includes an X18 Ti motherboard, 32GB DDR5 AIO cooler, and a game for worth of $109.99.
Kunal Kula is a contributor at Tom's Hardware with extensive writing experience in computing.
With a deep-seated passion for technology, Kunal has dedicated years to mastering the intricacies of computer hardware components and staying at the forefront of the latest software developments.
His journey in the tech world began with hands-on experience in assembling and troubleshooting PCs and laptops as a kid in the 90s, a skill he has meticulously honed over the years.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
That's your brief.
Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.